I want to remain very optimistic about lung cancer research. I think it's exciting that people are talking about it. We weren't talking about it so much 10 years ago. I think the direction is moving in the right direction as far as now focusing on tissue. And I think overall, patients are living longer. They're benefiting from these drugs. And it's nice to be able to have a conversation with a lung cancer patient and tell them there are choices on the table as far as therapies, both cytotoxic and biologic.
Yeah, it is great to see, you know, lung cancer, colon cancer, diseases that were kind of boring when you were a fellow in the past to even hear about be so exciting. But I guess one thing I wonder a little about in terms of lung cancer is whether the lung cancer community is going to be able to accrue to large trials quickly enough to get some answers, particularly adjuvant trials. I'm not sure the track record, particularly in North America and the United States, is all that great in that regard.
That's a great point. Another of the next steps we have to do is we have to be more collaborative as a whole. The NSABP, what they can accomplish in breast cancer is amazing to me. We have to be able to accrue to 4,000 or 5,000 patient trials in lung cancer. We certainly have the patients. We just have to get everybody together more into an intergroup type setting and decide what our priorities are and what we want to answer.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it will be forced to happen because we do want to ask now questions in more curative populations. If you want to ask important questions in curative populations, the size of those studies has to increase several fold.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Lung Cancer Update.